Look out, there's a dinosaur.
He's gonna eat your head off your body.
Did you see the new poster for Jurassic Park Dominion?
No.
You got another one coming out 2022.
No. Is it?
Why do they release stuff like two years ahead of time? It's like, dude, how much buildup do you need?
Well, is that the animated one? Because they have an animated one out right now, don't they?
I don't know.
I think they do. I know this is on Netflix or something.
I think this is the movie poster for the new Jurassic Park in 2022.
Yeah.
And I think they pushed it to 2022 because they're still like, we don't even know what 2021 is going to be.
Yeah, and I think that's what a lot of people are doing, yeah. And just, let's wait till 2022. We'll have a big year. 2022 better be baller, dude. I tell you what.
Dude.
It better be the greatest year of all time.
It better be like just one long rap music video, just one, money flying everywhere.
One long girls orgasm just everywhere.
Girls twerking on hoods, man. It's going to be great.
Champagne crystal just popping. It's going to be awesome.
Everything is in slow motion because it's so good.
2022, it's just one big orgy. You know, money raining down from the sky.
Got your hands up in the air doing the dance, dude.
All these brand new movies just playing constantly in the background. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Please, God, let it be that.
I hope so. That or the world's going to end.
Everybody gets along. They're all like,
Grandma comes back from the dead. Oh, my God.
This is crazy. Grandma, what's up? Anyway. Have some Cristal.
All right. Grandma. We got to get to it. We can't talk about Grandma getting drunk on Cristal.
Damn it.
Anyway, it is time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant, and Specialite is growing, and they want to grow with you. You can hit them up. They are hiring now. Your topic for the day, non-food-related answers. What are some underrated combinations? I mean, we've all done the food combinations. You know, there's some things out there to blow your mind. But what are some underrated combinations out there in the world? Things that you...
A Lazy Boy and Sunday Night Football.
Ooh, nice, nice. It doesn't get enough love, the Lazy Boys. I know they're comfortable and people know they are, but until you like really, I got one upstairs in our bedroom, and the naps on that Lazy Boy are worth me almost throwing my back out getting it upstairs. Like, it's fantastic.
Remember growing up, like every dad, my dad, his dad, his dad's dad, every dad had like a rotating Lazy Boy. And I'm always like, that's the chair. That's the man's chair right there. That's where the dad sits. And I always wondered, I'm like, am I going to have a Lazy Boy when I? Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a must have.
And don't go cheap on it. I mean, granted, I got mine at Goodwill.
Big Lots.
No, I got mine at Goodwill. Pretty sure someone died at mine, but it's very, very comfortable. It's very, very comfortable.
It's a weird body-like stain on it, but...
it's perfect. It's perfect. My underrated, and maybe this isn't underrated. You tell me. But for me, I don't know if it gets enough love. Like, I get excited when I know, like, whether it's a Sunday, like, afternoon, midday, or maybe even during the weekday, and I don't have a busy schedule, and you see that storm moving in, and I'm like, oh, my God. It's going to rain and thunder, and I'm going to take the fattest nap you've ever seen in your entire life.
You can almost smell it coming. You can smell it.
Rain and a nap are the greatest, most underrated combinations. Like, I know rain can ruin a day, okay? All right, but if I see rain coming, dude, I sit there, I rub my hands together, I lick my lips, I'm like, oh, I'm going to sleep so good.
You get that breeze that comes in, and you look at you look at the trees, and the leaves are flipped over. That's a thing, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
So you know when rain's coming.
I actually will say one of the best things about, like, hammock camping when you do that is when you're in your hammock and you got the rain guard on and it's raining and you're nice and dry. Oh, God, forget about it. Forget about it. It's the greatest thing in the world, man. It's the greatest thing
hammock,
in the world.
It's a hammock, by the way. It's a hammock.
First of all, you don't mech someone. You mock someone. It's H-A-M-M. You know what? I don't have time for this, Hunter. I don't have time for this. I'm trying to do a show.
Welcome to Michigan. It's hammock.
It should be hammock. That's the proper way to say it. All you dummies that say hammock. You mean say hammock? How do you spell hammock? How do you spell hammock?
You're the only one saying it right then.
Well, I'm the only one with a brain inside my skull. How about that?
Right.
You morons. Just like cement. Come on now. Anyway, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Non-food related answers. What are some underrated combinations. We got some great answers on Facebook. We'll get yours when we come back. Stick around. Hey.
Come on. Good one.
It's 7:47, Brock Hunter.
What's up? Morning.
Oh, let's get right to it. Your topic of the day today. Non-food-related answers. Of course, your topic today, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Non-food-related answers. What are some underrated combinations?
Think about this one.
Go well together.
Ladies have no idea. So you can step out of this one. Step out of this convo. See your way out. How about gold bond and balls?
You do love that. You do. You know, I don't know. I guess maybe I'm not doing enough stuff to cause chafing down there. But I swear to God, every morning you're always just you're powdered up, man.
Oh, I'm all powdered up, man. You know, I don't think it has so much to do with chafing. It's just you know, especially in the summer when you get hot and sweaty and it's hot and sweaty down. It gets a little uncomfortable sometimes. You gotta.
I just
powder those bad boys up.
What are you doing that you're getting so uncomfortably sweaty down there?
I don't know. Maybe golfing. I ain't walking around a lot golfing, dude. That's usually when I do it.
You're in the cart the whole time. It's not like you're Tiger Woods out there. You're riding around in a cart drinking booze.
You know what? Shut up. Yeah, you got to sit on it. Maybe you just have some tiny little clackers and you don't have to deal with it.
Did you ask your mom about my clackers? You get an answer so quick. I think
I have, and she says there's tiny.
You're just a pervert that likes just putting stuff on your nuts. I think that's all it is.
No, I think any guy who's done it will tell you. Yeah, it feels good.
I don't know. I guess I've never had the need. Even with
for
sports.
Instance, here's a good analogy. You know, when you go play pool, why do people powder their hand up? Because it's smooth. It makes the stick smooth, just like the stick in your pants.
You know,
there are times, you're listening to this, there's times where like I will be out golfing and you know mid round and you got to take a number one and you pull that thing out and you're like, oh my God, why is it all white?
Look, out of all the stupid analogies you've given me, your comparisons, that was actually fairly well thought out.
See?
I guess I've never had to just
try it. You'll be like, dude, you'll call me right away and be like, dude, I'm the most comfortable I've ever been.
Are your nuts powdered right now?
No, but maybe because I haven't showered yet today, so maybe from yesterday they're still a little powdered up. But
just powdered nuts everywhere. You'd think that you were outside being like active and doing all this stuff, like working. No,
the thing looks like a statue at Caesar's Palace, dude. It's just
wait, one of those miniature statues that you buy in the gift shop? Is that what it is?
No, one of the big ones in the lobby.
That's a good answer, Hunter. We got some great comments on Facebook. What are some underrated combinations, non-food related? Robert said a covered porch and a thunderstorm, amen, or a garage.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I don't know if Brian's up to something, but Brian Reed said Brock and Hunter.
Wait, what did he say?
He said Brock and Hunter.
An underrated combo. Right, there you go, Brian. See?
That's a compliment, nice, right? That's a nice thing to say.
It is a nice thing. What's going on? What happened to him yesterday? Is he all right?
No, because he's already talked trash to me this morning. I don't know.
Huh.
Aaron had a great one. Underrated combination. Glass lake in the morning and a topwater lure. Amen, brother. Amen. If I die and go to heaven, hopefully, I hope it's just full of nice calm lakes and topwater lures because that's the best. Blake said boobies and beer. That's not underrated at all.
And you can drive up to Kalamazoo for that one.
Sandra said whips and chains. Sam.
Wait, what? Whips and chains.
Whips, chains, whistles, yo-yos. My grandmother riding by on a tricycle giving me the finger and a duck. Son of Sam said lingerie and football. Let's see. Josh said weed and a blunt.
The lingerie football. What is that called? The lingerie football league or something?
Attaboy. Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, the LFL.
Laundry, you know what? I like them separate. I like my football, and yes, I like the lingerie. I don't know.
Yeah?
It's just too, and you know what? It reminds me of wrestling. It reminds me of WWE. Too much of that.
You don't like it when the chicks are wrestling, though? That's usually the best part. When the chicks get out there. You just want the dudes out there? with their talcum powder.
Maybe wrestling's a bad analogy. Maybe I shouldn't have said wrestling.
I can see you standing by the ring. Hey, Mr. Rock, do you need some talcum powder before you get to the rig?
It'll you really powder you up. I'll powder you up.
I'll powder you up.
Why don't you shut up?
All right, we're going to take a break. We got more of the Play Me Morning Show now with powdered nuts. We'll be back.
It's all powdered up.